Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. An early morning break-in in Gold Center lands a 33-year-old Matheson man in trouble with the law. Timmins police say he cut a hole in the fence of a Brundy Avenue industrial site. When he broke into a trailer and a building, it set off an intrusion alarm. Surveillance video helped officers identify the suspect in Schumacher a short time later. He took off on foot but was outrun and then arrested. The officers say they recovered the tools and other equipment he's alleged to have stolen. Charges against him are break and enter with intent, possession of property obtained by crime, and assaulting a peace officer. Three new cases of COVID-19 are confirmed by the Porcupine Health Unit today. Two of them are in Timmins, one somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. No more cases have been resolved, so the number currently active is now seven. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau has weighed in on the crushing fourth wave of COVID-19 in Alberta. Trudeau says leadership matters during the pandemic, and he calls the situation heartbreaking. He says he spoke to the clerk of the Privy Council, and help in the form of ventilators and additional medical staff from other provinces is on its way. Last night, Alberta Premier Jason Kenney announced the province is in another state of emergency, and he tightened public health restrictions that were loosened in July. Kenney is apologizing for his mistake. Alberta has the highest number of active cases in the country, and its hospital system is on the brink of collapse. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is throwing his support behind Liberal leader Justin Trudeau in the federal election. Obama took to Twitter today to wish Trudeau, who he calls his friend, the best in Monday's election. Obama says Trudeau has been an effective leader and strong voice for democratic values, and I'm proud of the work we did together. Obama and Trudeau were in office at the same time, between November 2015 and January 2017. Finally, this afternoon, after a year and a half of the pandemic, the Timmins Senior Citizens Recreation Center is getting back into operation within limits. Right now, its capacity is 20 people inside at a time. Coordinator Susan Raymond is hoping to hear from the health unit that it can bump that up to 50. As with most public indoor spaces, safety protocols are in place.
Mandatory mask the whole time you're in, mandatory signing in, and mandatory signing because of cards, they rotate tables. So they'll have to sign at each table they're at so I can keep track of who you were with the whole time you were in.
Aside from activities at the center, there's pickleball at the YMCA on Wednesdays and bowling on Thursdays at Midtown Bowl. You only need to be 55 years old and pay a $20 fee to belong to the center. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.